Live at EXT, I've got a very special session here for us today. There's a production of Once that's going to be happening. The Schenectady Light Opera Company is putting on seven performances. Did I count right, James?
That's seven, yes.
So I have James Alexander. He's the director, and Emily Rose is Girl, and Guy is Nick Foster. And James, I'd like you to address that first. I always thought this was the most interesting thing, that the names were Girl and Guy.
Right. There's this recurring theme throughout the script of the show that, yes, it's a love story, but there's this emphasis throughout the script that the love story is not what this story is about. It's about the music. It's about what Guy creates. And so I think that, and I believe the creators, Glenn and Marketa, have both stated that the idea is that it could be anyone, that that's not the point. The point is that they make this beautiful thing. Not who they are, but what they create is what you want to take away from this sort of story.
And then you mentioned earlier when we were getting together about doing this song, Falling Slowly, we'll hear in a bit. Very, very popular song. People know this song.
I joked with the cast a lot and with anyone who I've talked about doing the show. You ever write a song so good that you made a career out of it? And that's definitely what happened with Once. Is it was this indie film made essentially in someone's backyard that happened to be Dublin. But the song, Falling Slowly, it resonated with people so well that the duo won an Oscar for Best Original Song for it back in 2007. And then we find ourselves with a whole musical based on the story. And if Falling Slowly doesn't touch people the way that it has, you don't get that. You don't get the 2013 Tony Award winning for Best Musical show that is Once. And here we are doing it, a song that was so good that here we are now in 2022 performing. There's something humbling and just incredible about that.
Yeah. So what made the company decide that this was a production that you wanted to put on?
I have to give full props to Slock, their board of directors, specifically their show selection committee, that they had the usual questions. This is not an easy show to put on. You're looking for a cast of 12 who can all play instruments, more instruments than there are them, at different times throughout the show, while singing the show, while acting the show, telling the story, performing as a band, all of these pieces together. And that's a terrifying prospect for any theater company, let alone a community theater company, where it's not like we have the funds to go find an accordion player and pay whatever their fee is. Like, we're counting on volunteers. We're counting on people who, out of love, want to create something like this.
Well, James, let's introduce Guy and Girl here. We have Nick Foster and Emily Rose. They are Guy and Girl. And so have you guys played your instruments that you're playing for us today for a long time?
I've been playing since I got a Sears guitar when I was 11 for Christmas and took 5 or 6 months of lessons and have just been playing here and there since.
Wow. Emily?
I've been playing piano, which is the instrument the girl plays, since I was in middle school, but I've definitely never referred to myself as a pianist. I'm a vocalist first, and I think that sort of by trade made me terrified of the piano in college. So I was really drawn to this show because my background as a musician, I really wanted that challenge of kind of taking these multiple skills and putting them together with a group of other people that were interested in doing that too.
Sure.
It's been a wonderful experience.
It's remarkable because, as Jamie, you were mentioning, just the idea that you would have to play the instruments, do the acting, tell the whole story all together is pretty interesting.
There's no words I could say here other than go experience it for yourselves and you will see something incredible. Every production member who's gotten involved has just been blown away by the talent of the people in the room.
James, to that point, let's tell folks where and when.
We open September 16th. We're running through the 25th, our opening night, Friday the 16th, 17th at night, and then matinees on the Sunday. So both Sundays, there's a matinee at 2. And then the next weekend, there's an extra performance that Thursday night.
And where is this actually taking place?
At Schenectady Light Opera Company. It's maybe two blocks up from Proctor's on State Street. It's a wonderful old building that we get to use there, and you can't miss it.
Awesome. So I want to ask, James, you've already sort of addressed the idea of something that has become such a popular sort of folk piece. I want to talk to Emily and Nick for a moment about that, because you guys are about to play Falling Slowly for us. It's a big song, big hit, wins awards and all that. You can't really change it that much, can you?
No, not really. I mean, people expect it to sound a certain way. That's true. And yeah, we can't mess up the words.
You know, people want to hear the hits.
Right. But you probably have to make it your own anyway. You have to inhabit this. So how do you do that with something that is so popular like that?
Well, I think one thing that we bring as performers is we have our own interpretation of the text, even just how we're pronouncing it, how we sing it together. And I think that does make our performance unique. I think we've spent a lot of time listening to each other and really gelling sort of those harmonies. But I also think that everybody should be listening to this text and this music and getting their own emotional reaction from it. So the music is good enough that it leaves the listener and the performer sort of that room to make those choices. And I think it is effective and unique.
Raise your hopeful voice. You it all. Oh, I play the cards to lay. Now it's gone.
Falling Slowly. Wow. That was Guy and Girl. We heard Nick Foster and Emily Rose playing, and James Alexander, the director of Once, which Schenectady Light Opera Company is putting on from the 16th through the 25th, seven performances right there on State Street in Schenectady. Is there a website folks can go to?
Yes. We sell our tickets out of tickets.proctors.org. You can reserve seats now. They are very specific about where you will be seated in relation to the stage and all that. And all the COVID protocols and stuff that we have in place are on there as well. My only wish for this cast is to have the kind of audience that I think that they deserve.
So far, it's been wonderful here today. So, folks, I think that James' request should be followed. And I want to ask you guys each a little bit about your own stories. So, Nick, let's start with you. Tell me about your path to being in this production Once. What kinds of highlights do you have for us?
Well, I did a lot of performing stuff through high school and just abruptly stopped doing everything. My junior year in high school, and did not do anything other than playing in bands here and there for 20 plus years. Started my midlife crisis a little early a few years ago and went to an open audition for another production at SLOC, and have done some subsequent shows after that one. And I saw them announcing the auditions for this and thinking it's very complicated and calls for, you know, very specific qualifications. I didn't think anybody would ever do it. I didn't think there would ever be a chance to even try. So I had to give it a shot, you know, because I really liked the movie. I really liked the music. And it seemed to be like do or die kind of situation.
Sure. So. Emily, how about you? What brought you to performing on stage as Girl?
Well, I moved up to the Capital Region about 5 years ago. I'd been living in New York City for about a decade. I studied music and performing since I was, you know, 14 years old. So sort of the opposite of Nick, I guess I didn't drop it. I just kept going further and further into it. But my background's more in classical music. I performed more opera and musical theater. I am also a music teacher. I teach piano, guitar, violin, as well as singing. And this seemed like a show that when I saw that a community theater was doing it, I didn't think they were crazy, but it caught my eye in a way that I've never thought about doing a show before. As a classical musician that was active in New York City when this show was on Broadway, I would have never thought in a million years, like, that's a show that I should consider doing because it's contemporary. It requires so much of the actors, and it was just in a whole nother realm. And then bringing it to this community theater platform really made me consider this is something that I can use to sort of heighten my skills and find other people in the community that have sort of the same yearning to explore this area of performance. And luckily, James, you know, gave us this amazing opportunity. I think if you had asked me 10 years ago, like, what show will you be doing? This would be the last one on my list. Mm. But I've found a lot in common with the character of Girl. I had seen the movie when I was younger, and I found it interesting in that it's not a typical love story, and that it's a story about the love created through music and collaboration, which I really think is at the heart of the process of theater in general.
Production of Once, Schenectady Light Opera Company. There's seven performances from September 16th through the 25th. Proctors.org to go through, but also the Schenectady Light Opera Company's website itself to mm-hmm. see what's going on. We're going to have you guys play the last two songs that you performed for us today. These are the solo performances. And so I don't know if, Emily, you'd like to say anything about The Hill or...
The Hill comes in the second act of the show. It's, I would say, one of the few, if not one of the only time that we begin to see a little more of what Girl experiences outside of the show. and what her thoughts and reactions are, and that she also has her own music that she is making and that is being affected by Guy. So it's a really beautiful, I would say, introspective moment, but I think it's a moment of realization.
To touch on that, and this goes for Nick's song as well, so much of the show is about what's not being said, about the lies and half-truths that we give in our lives to keep people safe or to avoid hurting feelings or to avoid hurting our own feelings. And so a lot of what comes through in the show, and particularly with The Hill, I think, is how music communicates what we can't say.
Yeah, and then we're going to have the second song play, which will be Say It To Me Now. Nick, do you want to say anything about that one?
Sure. In the context of the show and the moment when the song is performed, it's Guy's, you know, shot in air quotes. It's supposed to be his moment to try and make things happen. And I think, like all Glenn Hansard's songs, you know, it's about heartbreak and it's about the things that had been left unsaid and maybe should have been said. You know, it's a very emotional song. It's a very charged moment, and that in no way makes it very daunting to sing whatsoever. It's a great song.
Awesome. Well, folks, I thank you so much for coming by, and best of luck with the production.
Thank you for
thank you for having us. Appreciate it.
You can't do it all, but you can.
Okay, this is Say It To Me Now.
Scratching at the surface now, I'm trying hard to work it out. And so much has gone misunderstood, and this mystery only leads to doubt. Well, I'm looking for a sign. It's a dark, uneasy time. So if you have something to say, you better say it now. 'Cause this is what you've waited for. Your chance to even up the score. Just say it to me now.